You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
You unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. Boom, women, turn your life around. Girl, you got the power, there's no you can't achieve. Can't nobody stop you if you believe.
Welcome to WPR Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's for you, the woman over 40 just like me who wants more out of life, and you guessed it, my friend, we are determined to get it. Women Power Talk Radio invites you each and every week to come on back and join us as we feature an unstoppable woman of power, just like our amazing guest that we're going to have on. Her name is Mary Ann Mather. Women Power Talk Radio is designed for the boomer women and the men who love them. We encourage and empower you to never give up on your dreams. Never, ever give up on your dreams. That life is just beginning when you're over 40, and the best is yet to come. So if you've been settling, and if from time to time you feel like, oh, what the heck, I'm just going to give up, remember, your dreams are yours. So own them, claim it, and go out there and do what it takes to get it done. Right, Marianne?
Absolutely. Go make it happen.
Go make it happen. That's the sound of my guest. Her name is Mary Ann Mather, and Mary Ann is a certified professional business coach, speaker, facilitator, and author. She has over 20 years' experience optimizing individual and team performance and helps them maximize their leadership ability and potential. She assists those overwhelmed at the helm and helps them be effective and fulfilled. So without further delay, I'm just truly excited to have this lady. We've been trying to make this interview happen for a while. And now our time has come. It's your time to shine, my friend.
It's great to be here with you, Raven. I'm delighted to have an opportunity to talk with you and your guests.
Well, thank you for being patient with me through all these months, but I'm just delighted that we finally have you here. We're going to be discussing today, do you mouse around with your power? So let's go ahead and get started. But before we do, Mary Ann, why don't you share with us a little bit about your story as a boomer woman, some of the maybe challenges you may have faced, and how you got past them and decided to start this amazing business you have.
Well, I can completely relate to what you were saying to your listeners about life after 40 is just beginning and go make your dreams happen, because that's really where my story begins as well. Prior to 40, I had been in commercial real estate for over 17 years. It's a very male-oriented field, and I loved it. It was a great profession, and I really got to the point where getting a quarter more per square foot was not as fulfilling as it perhaps once was. And I wanted to make more of an impact in people's lives, and I wanted to help them reach their potential, and particularly women. And so I started coaching and working with people to really maximize their potential. And so I thought it was a great match of my business and interpersonal experience. And so I left commercial real estate after my 401k salary pension paying position. And Julia Cameron has a great expression. She says, leap and the net will appear. And that was my mantra when I was leaving my career of 17 and a half years to go start my own business. And I really wanted to follow my dream, and I've never looked back.
And that's the whole thing. Once we get going and we realize what we want to do, we have to stay committed to it and don't look back and start questioning the how or the why or the what. Just if it's put on your heart to do and if it's truly your dream, just go for it, huh?
Absolutely, because I feel like when you're doing what you're meant to be doing, the doors just keep opening, and you just have to have the courage to keep walking through them. And, you know, a lot of times one of the things I find in coaching people is they're fearful of taking that next step or pursuing what they really want to. And I always say to my clients, well, what if it's better than you imagined? Mm-hmm. And they have this huge aha, like, oh, that could be possible? And I feel like I'm living proof that it's possible and things can be so much better than you had ever anticipated. So to start focusing on that rather than what you're going to lose and what you're going to give up and that fearful kind of self-talk, it doesn't serve us.
It sure doesn't. I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt that said, the future belongs in those who believe in their dreams.
Absolutely. And having a great support system is really important to helping you to take that leap as well, whatever it is, to having positive people in your life who are supporting your dreams and your vision and will really be there with you.
Okay, let's talk about power, because, you know, on this show we always feature unstoppable women of power, and we've talked from time to time what that means to be unstoppable in your power. So just would like to know, what is your definition of exactly what power is, Marianne?
My definition of power is really one of influence and being able to influence others to accomplish the goals that we want. And it really encompasses choice and making choices that support our values. And so it's really, for me, it's about influence and choice.
Mm-hmm. Influence and choice. Why is it important, us being powerful?
Well, you know, you can have the knowledge for something, you can have the right attitude, you can have the money to make something happen, and yet if you don't have the power, that's like the missing ingredient. That's that belief, that's the influence. If you don't have the power to make it happen, that's a missing ingredient. So we need that component in the equation.
Let's talk a little bit about what it takes to be powerful. Mm. Is there any step-by-steps you can give our listeners that are struggling with finding that power within?
Yeah, I mean, a good place to start might be to look at how we give up our power, and then perhaps we could look at, well, how can you then be powerful? Because sometimes we give up our power, or we lose our impact when we react to other people's agendas or other people's circumstances. And we sometimes are indirect. We don't ask for what we want. We aren't bold to speak up for ourselves. We tend to sometimes sugarcoat things as well. So we couch it in language where somebody really doesn't know what we said at the end of the conversation. And so one of the things in terms of being powerful is for us to be proactive and for us to ask for what we want. So for that to happen, we have to have a clear idea of, first of all, what it is we want, and then to be able to ask for it and to feel that we don't have to justify ourselves and that we don't have to over-explain ourselves.
Let's talk about women over 40
mm-hmm.
and power. Why, Marianne, do you feel women often view power as a negative thing?
Mm. Yeah, Raven, that happens so often. I think women do view it as negative because one of the definitions of power is control. And even if you look at the military, that's a common stereotype of power. And people view control and dominance as negative, whereas really being powerful, if you look at it from the standpoint of being influential and being able to make things happen and making an impact, that's a very positive thing. It's a very proactive approach versus a top-down, militaristic, controlled, you do this because I said so. If you're looking at power in a positive way, it's about making things happen that are important for you and getting things done. And as women, we're very good at making things happen. We're good at multitasking. We're good at making a lot of things come to fruition. And I think women sometimes feel that they don't like the quote-unquote words that are associated with how the stereotypical definition of power might be used. They don't see themselves as being controlling or, gosh forbid, you know, we all know some language that people sometimes describe powerful women as, and they don't see that as positive. But
yeah,
looking,
they sure don't. And that's they make it sound like we are a bee.
Yeah, exactly. And so looking at it more as assertive and asking for what you want and being bold, any man does that, and people don't think twice about it. And so if we really look at it as making an impact for what's important to us, that's a really positive thing to do.
For sure. Well, you know, we're going to come back and talk to you a little bit more about this power thing, and so we can all figure out how we can truly be that unstoppable woman of power day after day through, you know, different trials and tribulations. We can still stand strong to being a powerful woman and overcoming these obstacles in a different way.
Absolutely.
We are talking to Maryanne Masser, and this is Women Power Talk Radio. My name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and we're going to be back with more from Maryanne right after this commercial break.
Are you sick and tired of the economy? Are you tired of waiting for the government to bail you out? If you owe more than your home is worth and you need help with your mortgage, call 303-952-4061. Hi. My name is Julius Stevens, and I'm here to tell you, don't modify your loan. Restructure a new loan today, and you may be eligible for a cash refund. 8 out of 10 homeowners qualify for this program. Investment properties also qualify. Homeowners can be current, in default, or in foreclosure. Our mortgage compliance officers hold lenders accountable for violations and predatory loans to homeowners. Current credit scores are not an issue, and no credit check is required. Existing income or debt do not matter. We serve all 50 states. Stop waiting on the government to bail you out. Call Julian Stevens, Mortgage Compliance Officer, for your free consultation at 303-952-4061. That's 303-952-4061, and save your home.
Are you happy? Do you know what joy feels like? Are you satisfied with your job, your relationship, your life? Well, I'm here to tell you that you can change your life right now. Andre Valeriani's hot new award-winning book, Bootcamp for the Brokenhearted, How to Survive and Be Happy in the Jungle of Love, is entertaining and full of groundbreaking information. Bootcamp for the Brokenhearted will improve how you think about yourself and others. Set and achieve goals. Live your life to the fullest. Find out the keys to changing your life instantly from author, columnist, relationship coach, and board chair of Self-Esteem Boston, Audrey Valeriani. Buy the book everyone is talking about, Bootcamp for the Brokenhearted, How to Survive and Be Happy in the Jungle of Love. Available online and in bookstores now. For details, visit www.bootcampforthebrokenhearted.com.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. This is WPR Women Power Talk Radio. We're going to go ahead and jump back in with these questions with Maryanne, because this is just such a interesting topic. Power is a little word, but a big word.
Absolutely. That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of times we take it for granted. Sometimes we give up our power, or we lose our impact. Maryanne, share your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that very often we don't realize how the language that we use and our behaviors impact us. And we talked a lot about reacting to other people's agendas and other people's circumstances. That's really, in coaching hundreds of people, that's probably the biggest way that I see people give up their power. And I'll give you a quick, for instance, in my own story, when I was starting my own business, I went over to a friend's house one Sunday afternoon, and we put all of the data on Quicken and, you know, figured out all the projections for the budget. And there was a lot of red at the bottom of that spreadsheet at the end of the exercise. And I came home, and I was crying, and I called my dad, and I said, I don't think this will work. There's a lot of red. And he said, put the darn budget away and just go do it. And that's the best advice I could have gotten, because that's exactly what I did. And rather than react to the circumstances of what looked like was going to be possible, by believing in myself and being passionate about what I was doing, I just said, I'm going to go do this. And so I think when we believe in ourselves and when we are really committed to what we're doing, we're less likely to react to either circumstances or to other people's agendas. And I think that definitely a big way that people lose their impact or give up their power. we talked about people being indirect and not asking for what they want. I see this a lot for women in particular, is that a lot of times women feel that they need to over-explain or justify. And this happens especially in emails. Like, rather than just say, I'm not able to make lunch today, I need to reschedule for next week, how about Thursday, people say, oh, I can't make it because the dog got sick and I have to go to the vet and then I have to go pick up my child and then I have to do this. And they give this lengthy explanation. And the truth is, there's really no reason to over-justify or explain. And so sometimes if we can practice being a little bit more succinct, that can be a way that we can just be a little bit more powerful. Another way, Raven, that I see, and you probably see this a lot as well, I'm sure your listeners do, that we say yes when we want to say no. And that happens all the time. People really want to say no to something, and they say yes, and then afterwards feel frustrated or agitated or angry that they committed to something or overwhelmed that they agreed. And sometimes we forget that we have choices. And like when we say yes to one thing, we say no to something else. And so we have to remember what it is that we're saying yes to and then what it is that by default we're eliminating or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know, you know, a lot of times when we have this power and we lose it, our first thought is, okay, you know, it's gone now. And we try to figure out, well, how did I lose the feeling of being so confident about something and being so assured in something, and here I am, I'm just so uncertain, and my self-esteem is so low. So in essence, we're losing the power we once had. So my question to you is, Marianne, can we regain our power once it's lost?
Absolutely we can. And what you're referring to, Raven, this very common, is we get into negative self-talk. And so it becomes like a spiral downward, and we have this saboteur that starts talking to us that says, well, who do you think you are? You should have done this better. You can't go do that. Who do you think you are? You don't have the skills. You don't have the knowledge. And so we start to beat ourselves up, and it's not ourselves that's doing it. It's this gremlin or saboteur. It's this voice that's inside of us. And so one of the biggest ways to regain our power is to notice our self-talk. And how do we even communicate with ourselves? A lot of times, if we pretend, like, what would I say to my best friend? Chances are you would say something very different to your best friend if she were going through the same situation as you are than how you're talking to yourself.
Right.
And so that's a step one of regaining it, is one, having an awareness.
Being aware, knowing Absolutely. That it's taking place.
Absolutely. So observing it, being aware, and then to shift your self-talk, to start talking nicer to yourself. I see this with a lot of my clients, that they all of a sudden become aware of what their gremlin says. Like the gremlin or the saboteur might say, you're so stupid. I can't believe what an idiot you are. You messed this up again. Why didn't you get that right? You can't go do that. You don't know what you're doing. And so by noticing that and then shifting and talking positively to ourselves and talking with love to ourselves and being gentle with ourselves and being patient, it can make a huge difference in regaining our power. And then it never hurts to get a couple small wins under your belt either, to have a couple things go your way, to start to get the confidence going and momentum. And it really starts with our inner self. Before we can have something show up on the outside, we have to be strong on the inside.
Right. That is so true. Okay, you talked about shifting the mood. How can we do that?
Well, I think to shift the mood, I think definitely the self-talk piece. I also think gratitude is a way to do it, to really look at what is going right in your life and what you're thankful for and appreciative. Many of my clients keep gratitude journals. Or even if you just sit quiet for 5 minutes a day and make a list of what are the 5 things I'm grateful for today, that helps to come from a feeling perspective of abundance and that there are some really positive things happening in my life. And so when you start thinking about those things, that can shift. Another key way to shift is to eliminate tolerations. And it's something that is as it sounds. It's something that we tolerate. It could be as small as a burnout light bulb. It could be riding around with the gas tank where the light goes on and you start to get stressed. And right, exactly. Somehow we have this law that we think, oh, I can't fill up on a half a tank. But, you know, it's these things. We have relationships that are tolerations. And so by starting to clean up our tolerations, we are able to get in momentum and completely shift where we're standing and shift our perspective. And so one of the things that I always find really helpful in working with folks is to create a list of what are the things that you're tolerating. It could be as simple as the pile of books by the side of your bed that every night you think, oh, I got to read those. I'm going to get to that article. Or the stack of mail when you walk in and you think, got to open that. So it's like a low-grade fever that runs in the background, and it's really subtle, and yet it can drain us. And what happens is when we start to eliminate these tolerations and clean them up, no matter how small they are, it builds some energy. It builds a momentum. We get into action. And other things in our life start happening, too. And you can either eliminate the toleration yourself. Like, there are three ways to clean up tolerations. Mm-hmm. And you can eliminate them, like fill up at half tank, so that's taken care of. You can hire them. Like, let's say in the fall, the leaves are falling in front of your house. That's a toleration. Well, you can hire someone. I'll hire somebody to clean up my leaves because I'd rather be playing golf in the fall.
Right.
So you can hire somebody to help with tolerations, or you can delegate them if you're lucky enough to have somebody to delegate them to, be it your kids or other family members or people whom you employ.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three ways to clean up tolerations: eliminate, hire, or delegate. And by doing that, we're able to shift where we're standing around a situation or a perspective.
That's good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, because I'm sure that's going to assist a lot of people that are stuck right there. And they trust, you know, they want to shift it, but it's just so much stuff. I call it life happenings, Marianne, that keeps them from shifting back and regaining their power. Okay, now, Marianne, let's go back to regaining our power, because the things you shared was very interesting. Is there anything else that you want to elaborate on that can assist our listeners with this? Because I just get the feeling that this is where a lot of people are stuck.
I think you're absolutely right, Raven. I think it does get a lot of people stuck. And there are three other ways that people can regain their power. And one of them is to start to set boundaries and not be afraid to do that. So often we don't set boundaries with people, or we override. We always put ourselves last on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And if we really honor and respect our boundaries, that is one way to regain our power, because then we feel that we have a sense of worth, and we, there again, are emotional about things. So setting boundaries and actually honoring them is really something that's very important in terms of regaining our power. Another thing that people sometimes forget is we are always at choice. We always have a choice about something, and we might not like the choice. However, we always have a choice about something, and I think that's really important to remember in terms of feeling powerful. One choice may or may not be as desirable, and yet we always are at choice.
Right. And sometimes the choices we make are always the best choices, you know. So do you feel like sometimes the choices we make and they're not good might be where we're at in our power?
Oh, that's a very, yes, because sometimes we're not feeling on top of our game, or we're not feeling as good about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
They always say not to make a major life decision when you're feeling not so good about yourself, or when
right.
you're feeling great about yourself. I've always read that it's better to make a decision when you're more in a neutral place versus on one end of the scale or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I agree with that.
Yeah. And then one other thing I was going to say that's really important is, you know, body language is 55% of communication. And so one of the things that we can do you've heard the fake it till you make it
mm-hmm.
expression. However, body language can be really powerful. And so just even noticing our posture or how we walk into a room, we've all been in situations where you see people walk into a room and they just have a presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they walk in the door, you feel it. You sense
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So by standing erect and putting our shoulders back and just, like, breathing, that can really create a completely different energy, and it can help us to feel a lot more powerful. I used to do a lot of negotiations in commercial real estate, and I would negotiate these leases with brokers. And one of the things I used to do would, even though I'd be on the telephone, I would physically stand up while I was negotiating. And just even shifting the geography of, from sitting to standing can make a difference in your power, and it comes across in your voice and in your energy. So I'd really encourage your listeners to shift how your body language is and see what that how that impacts your ability to be powerful.
Okay, repeat that. That's strong, Marianne.
Yeah, notice your geography, whether you're sitting, you're standing, how your posture is. Shift your body language, and that will shift your power.
That's good, and that's really important. And so basically we want to be, I think you said, erect at all times. When we're sitting, you know, we want to have that posture with a straight back, right?
Yeah, and if mm-hmm. you just put your shoulders back, even if you're listeners now, like notice how you're sitting, and then now take a minute and put your shoulders back and breathe and have that proud chest. Notice how it impacts your breathing.
Feels
and then,
good.
Yeah, can you feel that?
I can feel it.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It feels awesome. I can feel it. So, wow. I think that's the perfect time for us to take another break.
Perfect.
We'll be right back.
Would you like to learn about the 9 simple and very easy ways to turn any telephone at home or office into a cash cow? That's right. I'm talking about making money using your telephone. Got your attention yet? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to discover how to attract new customers, no matter what business you're in. With this program, you can also expect to learn how to properly cold call, how to plan an effective teleseminar, how to create an ebook right on the telephone, how to create an income podcasting, how to raise funds right through micro telefundraisers, how to plan speaking engagements right on the phone, and so much more. Why are you still sitting there? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to take advantage of a very limited time offer. Don't have a computer? Call 800-431-0842. That's 800-431-0842.
You listen to WPR Women Power Talk Radio, and you know what? It's time for our Boomer Diva Reporter. Take it away, Eileen.
Hi, Raven, and all you listeners at Women Power Talk Radio. I'm Mary Eileen Williams, your Boomer Diva Reporter from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I've got some news for you. Do you want to stop stopping yourself? I certainly do, and I used to have a terrible habit. Too many times in my life, I responded to challenges and chances to grow better and stronger by saying, oh, I'd love to, but I couldn't do that. And thinking in those terms, I missed out on some pretty amazing opportunities over the years. But then something miraculous happened. I got older, and my inner feistiness began to come out. My outlook shifted to why not? And even better to, well, why not me? Yes, ladies, the life we create for ourselves does all come down to our attitude. And the years after 40 are truly a woman's greatest time to grab her very own brass ring and just go for it. When we were younger, we often played supporting roles. We helped our growing families and frequently put our personal goals way down in last place. But now, with the right focus, the motivation to get what we want, and a can-do attitude, we truly will be unstoppable. So a gentle reminder, if you haven't signed up for our free teleseminar, I invite you to do so right now. It's called The 7 Steps to Ignite Your Unstoppable Power, and we're giving it on Tuesday, February 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up on Raven's site, or you can go to my website, The Feisty Side of 50, check out my latest blog, and click on the link to sign up. It's time to turn your attitude around. Open up your options. Build upon your dreams and say, I can in the most definite, resounding, and unstoppable of ways. So have a super and powerful week, and back to you, Raven.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is WPR Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's designed for the boomer woman in mind and the men who love them. Yes, men listen to us, too. We are going to be featuring a couple of men coming up in April, so we're looking forward to that. We got our fingers crossed to get Montel Williams on. Also, I want to remind you that life is just beginning. The best is yet to come, so don't ever give up on your dreams or visions, my friend. I know sometimes it seems like, oh, my God, I can't take it no more. But just when you feel that and you feel like you're at the end, guess what? You're really at the beginning of a new turn, a new time in your life. You just have to regain that power that Marianne spoke about and, you know, just start relaxing, watching how you sit, watching what you stand, and watch how you, the self-talk, as Marianne talked about. And you can always switch, or I should say, the flip or the feeling that you're feeling when you're feeling down and low. I always found, Marianne, to be honest, that putting on an upbeat music can, you know, make me feel so much more alive and vibrant. You know, maybe a song I hadn't heard in a long time. I'm a Motown gal.
Oh, so. Me too. Absolutely.
Uh-huh, and always brings a smile on my face every single time. Sometimes when I'm feeling uncertain or not sure, I put on The Secret, the movie The Secret. And there's a lot of lessons in that movie. You know, there's a lot of things that I think is missing, but, you know, I look at what it brings, and it brings a lot, and it helps me to stay positive even when things look like, oh, my God, they're, you know, there's nothing to look positive at. It helps me to stay grateful at the things I need to be grateful at. And I think this is basically what you're saying here. Just, you know ourselves, know what we have to be grateful for, and know that, you know, we truly have the power within ourselves to make a difference in our life any way we want to. We are the architects of our life. If we're down and things are going down, we can turn it around if we believe we can, huh?
Absolutely, and I love what you're saying, Raven, about knowing yourself well enough to know what energizes you and really helps you to regain your power. And I think that's true for everybody. It's just like knowing what that is, be it music, being watching an inspiring movie, reading an inspiring book, calling a friend who can support you. Everybody can figure out for themselves what it is that helps them to regain that power.
And we just, as you said earlier before break, we have to realize what it is, get in tune to what it is. And sometimes that might mean we need to spend some quiet time with ourselves.
Absolutely. And we can all just benefit from having that quiet time. In our fast-paced lives, we don't usually take the time to do that because we feel, quote-unquote, guilty if we're not in motion constantly. And we feel like that's a waste of time. And it's almost like, can you afford not to?
Mm-hmm. So being quiet, as you said, observing what we really feel and what we're really missing and what we really notice is the difference can be a start.
Definitely. That can be a great starting point to reconnect with ourselves and to feel like we can make a difference, because that's what power is, making a difference, having that impact.
Mm-hmm. And that's the start of regaining it. You know, when we lose it, just know that we can regain it. I think that's just so refreshing to know that.
And it's also, can I just say
thing
for a minute? To your point exactly is that it's an ebb and flow. We're not always going to feel all powerful. That wouldn't be normal either. And so it's really normal sometimes that we feel more powerful at certain times than other times. And that's all really normal. It's just knowing what to do when you want to regain that power or sustain it that can be important.
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was just getting ready to ask you, in today's economy and turbulent times, recession word and everything, how does one keep that power going?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
It's really tough, and particularly if you're listening to the news, it's all that's on, and you're talking to people, and that's what a lot of people are talking about. So you're right, it's very hard in these times to maintain and sustain that, and there are things that we can do.
Okay, we're at the edge of our seat, and quiet minds
want to know. The first thing that I would say to anybody is to ask, what's within my control? What are the things that I really can control? For example, can I pay off debt? Am I saving for my 401/201K now? What are the things that I can do? I can control my expenses. I can work on saving. I can be more thoughtful about how I'm consolidating debt or what I'm purchasing. So there are choices that we can make and what is within our control and what isn't. And so remembering that can be really helpful. And also keeping a perspective on the big picture. And sometimes that's hard to do because we get mired in the muck and it's really easy to have happen. And yet keeping a perspective on what do we have that's important to us? If we still have our health, we have our loved ones, we have friends and family who love us, to really keep some kind of perspective on that can be helpful. And it's easy to lose, and it's important to maintain. So having that sense of abundance and to remember that we're always at choice.
There we go with that word again, always.
Yeah.
At choice.
Yeah, and some of us might not have chosen to have gotten laid off. I coach a lot of people who have recently laid off, and yet that could be an opportunity. So if you choose to look at it as an opportunity versus as something that's devastating, that's going to really destroy your life, it's all in how you choose to look at it. And by choosing it as an opportunity or a chance to step back and look at, okay, well, was that even what I wanted to do? What would I love to do now in this next chapter of my life? And use it as an opportunity for growth. There's a choice there in how we view something.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Everyone, we are talking to Marianne Masser, and our topic today is, do you mouse around with your power? And Marianne is an author, she's a coach, she's a speaker. I mean, she really is the type of person that can help you find your power back, regain it. And she can definitely assist you with that and many, many other things. Some of what we're speaking about today is coming straight from her book, Realization and Leadership Tips, 52 Weeks to Business and Personal Success. And that's available at her website at www.synergy-consultants.net. And shortly she's going to tell us a little bit more about Realization and Leadership Tips, 52 Weeks to Business and Personal Success. And she'll also tell you how you can get that and what else she has to offer. Today we're talking mainly about finding that power for our personal success. And Mary Ann, how does fear, well, first of all, before I even go there, you know, let's go to the topic for a moment. Do you mouse around with your power? I got to ask you, girl, how'd you come up with that one?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because we all give up our power, lose power in many situations. And this is last December, I was having a conversation with my sister who lives in St. Louis, and we were talking about what we were going to wear to our holiday party, because each of us was going to our respective holiday parties, and we were discussing, you know, we want to look good at these and have some fun. And so all of a sudden, I'm on the phone with her, and I'm sitting on my kitchen floor, and all of a sudden I saw this gray little creature scurry across my kitchen floor, and I started shrieking, and I jumped up on the kitchen counter, and I said, I think I have a mouse in my house. And she told me to go call Critter Control, and I didn't never heard of Critter Control. So I called my neighbor, and she had seen the mouse too. And I live in a row house, so shrieking becomes very loud when you live in a row house.
I bet it does. I can just picture you.
I think my sister could have heard me screaming all the way in St. Louis. Mm. And anyway, she was on her way to Walmart to buy some mouse traps and supplies, and I told her to double the order. And so what happened is I tiptoed around. I live in a two-story house, and I tiptoed around my kitchen, and I'm all of a sudden going upstairs to shower, and I'm thinking, how come this couldn't have happened a week ago when my dad was in town and he could have killed this mouse for me? And I get in the shower and I'm getting out and I'm drying my hair, and all of a sudden it hit me. And I'm standing there and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I am a powerful woman. I started my own business 5.5 years ago. That was a pretty risky thing to do. I speak publicly, which is the number one fear that people have. I thought, you know, I am a powerful woman. And here I am, I'm giving up my power to this mouse. in my house because I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
And I had this huge aha. And so then I realized, wait a minute, we all give up our power in a lot of different ways. It could be around a mouse. It could be around other people in our lives, situations, anything. And we all do it. And so that's how I came up with the idea of mousing around with our power, because that's exactly what I was doing. I was letting the mouse take control of my house.
It's kind of funny listening to you, and like I said, I can really picture you, but so many of us do that in everyday life, don't we?
We sure do, mm-hmm. And it can be around anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we want to do is just to recognize, whoa, time out, pause, where am I letting something take control where it really shouldn't be?
Mm-hmm.
And then having that awareness there again to turn into action.
And let's talk about fear for a moment, because you mentioned that
mm-hmm.
When you were talking about you and that little mousy mouse.
Oh, yeah.
And that holds us back so much. What can you share with us on fear, why we have so much of it, and how in the heck can we get rid of it, shake some of it loose?
Yeah, Raven, that is really a big one. As you say, fear impacts our power tremendously because it takes away our power. We lose our confidence, and we have fear of failure because we don't want to make a mistake, or we're afraid to try something new. And so it impacts our ability to take a risk and to really shine fully and to really play a big game, because we get fearful. We think about, what am I going to lose? What's it going to cost me? What am I going to give up? Versus focusing on our dreams and what we want to make happen, which is, I know, what all of your shows are about. And so one of the things when we're faced with this fear is to ask ourselves, what's at risk? Like, okay, so if that happens, then ask again, what's at risk? So to keep drilling down and asking ourselves, what's the worst that can happen? And if we recognize that, wow, okay, if this is the worst that happens, could I handle that? 9 out of 10 times, we're able to handle things. And so by not catastrophizing them and blowing them out of proportion, we are really able to realize that we can handle what comes up. And sometimes we have a lot of things spinning in our head. This fear takes on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if we just get it out of our heads and write it on paper, and even writing down, okay, well, I'm afraid if I lose my job, well, what would happen there? Would my family still love me? Yeah, probably so. Would I still have my health? Likely. And what's the worst that could happen? Okay, so what are the chances that I would really lose my house? What are the chances that what would be at risk if that happened? And keep going down each scenario and asking ourselves, what would be the worst that would happen and could I handle it? And then writing it down can be very helpful because you can see it objectively and see it differently than when it takes on this life of its own.
Then we need to see it objectively.
So yes.
That's when our answers come to us.
Right, definitely.
But, you know, Les Brown once said, well, I've heard him say often, you can't see the picture for being in the frame. And so that's very true, too. So sometimes it's good for us to have someone we feel that we can trust, that we can go to, for those times we can't see the picture for being in the frame. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely. And that's why talking to a supportive friend, a coach, someone who's objective, who doesn't have their own agenda, can really be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this with my clients a lot, and we start looking at, well, what's at risk? What's really at risk? And as people start drilling down, they all of a sudden realize, oh, well, okay, the chances of that happening probably aren't that great. And, right, if this happened, this is what I'd do. I have a game plan for that. And so by being able to have someone to talk to objectively about it, that can be a very powerful thing to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow, you have certainly given us some great things to think about for sure today, and we definitely appreciate you spending some time with us and helping us to find how we can regain this power and understand a little bit more about the power. You are listening to WPR Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's for the boomer woman, hey, just like me, who wants more out of life. And, you know, ladies, we are out to get it for sure. Go to womenpower-radio.com. Click on where it says subscribe to WPR News, and you know what? You'll be able to stay plugged in to all our guests on all of our shows. Now, how cool is that? One newsletter, three great shows, Women Power Talk Radio, mentoring from MLM Divas Live, and careers from the kitchen table. All that from the Women Power Talk Radio Network. I know you spoke about self-talk and the impact of it and our confidence. Is there anything else that you would like to leave the listeners with regarding that? Because, and the reason I asked Marianne is because I think that's so huge, our self-talk.
I would completely agree with you, Raven. I think our self-talk is very powerful, and you know that expression about we become what we think about, mm-hmm. and that our thoughts turn into our behaviors, and that turns into our actions. Mm-hmm. And by really having a mantra or a self-talk that we constantly say to ourselves, for example, when I was changing careers, I kept saying to myself, leap and the net will appear. And if we say to ourselves, I can handle this, I'm doing the best I can, I am a powerful woman, by saying things to ourselves that we really do know to be true, it is really helpful no matter what kind of circumstance comes up. So I think the self-talk is really a huge component of feeling powerful because it's all how we view ourselves. It doesn't really matter how other people view us. If we don't view ourselves as powerful, we won't be. And if we view ourselves as being able to handle things and make a difference and make an impact, then we'll be able to.
I was sitting here thinking, it's so many people out there that have heard over and over again, be careful what you say, what you speak about, you bring about. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of become a old cliche, I guess you could say. You know, so hearing you talk about the importance of that, I'm hoping the listeners hear you because that's something that's so understated in a way. Don't you agree?
I do, and I really hope the listeners, particularly those who have been laid off or are going through difficult times in the economy, will also say to themselves, this isn't personal. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm worthy. I'm good. I'm very good at what I do. And this happened. So to really not personalize things in a way that is going to take away our power and to look at something as circumstantial and to not personalize it, that it's our fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this economy, it would be really easy for people to start having a dialogue that would be very unsupportive.
Right.
About their worthiness or their ability to do a good job or to be a good worker, all of these things. And so I think that the more people can continue to focus on their strengths and the positive things that they bring to relationships and to a work situation and to still continue to be excited about the next phase of life and where they are now and what opportunities exist, that's really the way to be powerful.
Absolutely. You have heard it from Marianne Masser herself, certified professional coach, author, speaker. Her book, Leadership Tips, 52 Weeks to Business and Personal Success. And before we close out the show, you've got to tell us more about that book and how you feel it can assist the people listening.
Well, it really, what the book does is it takes everyday situations, for example, like the mouse story that we can all relate to,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a lesson to be learned from it, and it could be around communication, around being able to manage work-life balance, around creating teams, around being powerful, about creating your own vision for yourself. And so these tips, there are 52 of them. There's one for every day of the week, and it's designed to be a shot of inspiration that will give you tips on how to live your life to be as effective and quote-unquote successful, depending on how you define success, as possible. And there are some questions around each tip to help you deepen the learning, so you can use it either as a journal or just as a way to read for inspiration. And if any of your listeners would like to receive the weekly leadership tip, It literally takes about a minute to read. It comes out every Monday, and they can sign up for it at the website, which, as you said earlier, is www.synergy-consultantswithans.net. And we love to continue to share tips with everybody.
Well, thank you so much for sharing the ones you did, and we're going to make sure that we have your link on our website so they can, while they're listening, they can just go ahead and pull you up and browse through as well. I want to thank you again for being our unstoppable woman of power. We certainly appreciate you, Marianne.
Well, Raven, thank you for inviting me, and it's been a pleasure to talk with you and your listeners, and I hope that everybody goes out and finds their power within.
All right, everyone, that's another edition of WPR Women Power Talk Radio, and we have been interviewing Marianne Masser. And Marianne, one more time, go ahead and give out your link.
It's www.synergy-consultantswithans.net.
We invite you to come and join us next week as we bring you another Unstoppable Woman of Power. Until then, remember, it's your life. You have control. Go out there and claim it and regain that power within you. We'll see you next week.
Would you like to lose weight the natural and healthy way? Rosalind Franken is here to help. Rosalind is a professional consultant, speaker, and acclaimed author, offering proven programs to help you lose weight and live a healthy lifestyle for lasting results. And it's all based on the principles in her book, The A-List, Mind Guiding Principles for Healthy Eating and Positive Living, a book inspired by her own experiences as a cancer survivor who has overcome her own battles with health and weight. With Rosalind's program, you'll get her full attention, one-on-one, and it's all done by telephone and email, so you can access it regardless of your geographic location. You'll get Rosalind's special brand of practical guidance, personal insight, and positive inspiration to help you stay focused, motivated, and on track. Just imagine, no more diets, no more pills, no more going hungry or feeling deprived, no more guilt and no more shame. Just lasting results for a healthy body and a happy heart. Book your free consultation today by logging on to www.rosalindfranken.com or call 877-852-5852. Don't forget, log in to www.rosalynfranken.com or call 877-852-5852. We'll be right back.